Founder Peter Fithian has traveled to China several times to get teams to take part in the Hawaiian International Billfish Tournament. Last year, China sent a pair of teams. This year, the Chinese entries are doubled to four. Fithian says the Chinese delegation is around 40 people and includes the country's top sport fishing promoter. Fithian's goal is to get them to focus on Kona.
I think they will produce something themselves. I said, well, let's have an International Chinese Fishing Association tournament in Kona. Gee, they thought that was a great idea. I would love to keep them coming here and have this their focus, bring their time and money and energy to Kona.
Historian Rick Gaffney says the Chinese have been sport fishing in one way or another since the 12th century. Part of the lure of Kona is the chance to catch big marlins. There is no big game fishing in China. But Fithian's plans to bring an even larger delegation from China this year hit an unexpected snag. Several anglers were denied visas.
Last year, nobody had a bit of trouble. This year, when they tried to do quite a bit more, didn't fly with some people, including some of the key ones. Nobody seems to be able to figure out what it is. Our consulate, our embassy, blocked out quite a few people.
Fithian will ask Hawaii's congressional delegation to help with next year's visas. Meanwhile, this year, he's hoping the Chinese score well. He also expects the Big Island spirit of aloha will help make the Chinese want to return. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.